Okay, and we're coming back in from the break of the, this is second hour of the Barden Report. BJ Barden is my name, and we're here today on this Saturday, 12th day of December, in dark, dank UK, as it is usually this time of year. Anyway, we'll go to this piece. We're going to pay up to the next break on it anyway. Mike Adams, we've retrieved it. Working order. Mike Adams on the situation update for the 12th of December. It's describing the aftermath.
This is an emergency addition to the situation update podcast. Mike Adams here recording this late in the evening of Friday, December 11th. This will be labeled December 12th emergency update to the situation update. And of course, this is after the Supreme Court has tossed out the Texas complaint, with most members of the court, seven, saying that they refuse to hear the case because Texas, they said, does not have standing. And Clarence Thomas and Justice Alito disagreed with that. And so we just found out that all of the judges that Trump nominated have now betrayed America. I guess it's no laughing matter. However, there is an important silver lining to this that I'll discuss here. But first, we should note that as of right now, we are all living in a lawless nation. The Constitutional Republic is dead. We no longer have a Constitutional Republic. And the Supreme Court said that Texas has no standing, which means the Supreme Court just basically granted Democrats full permission to rig and steal and conspire in not only this election, but every future election, and that there's nothing that any other states can do about that. So as long as the Democrats rig and steal and commit fraud and have enough corrupt officials in as local elections officials and corrupt judges and so on, corrupt mayors, which they do, the Supreme Court just says you have to accept that. So this decision, of course, is absolutely infuriating Americans across the board. It is what I call the ultimate betrayal, or as I say, the betrayal is now complete. This means we have lost the judicial system, we've lost the legislative system, and we've lost the executive system. The country is lost at this point, and the significance of this realization really can't be overstated, because there are two parties that have been waiting to see what might happen. Number one, there's Trump with the national defense option that I've been discussing. Will he invoke it or will he not? He has been waiting, I believe, as you heard me say in previous podcasts, he was waiting to see if SCOTUS might resolve this situation. But secondly, there are patriots, armed patriots, and frankly, pretty angry patriots, because their country has been stolen from them by a bunch of corrupt, treasonous officials, criminal big tech CEOs, utterly dishonest and treasonous journo-terrorists posing as journalists, and other corrupt officials and people in positions of influence across the country. And so now that SCOTUS has dismissed this case, it really eliminates kind of the last piece of patience that the patriots may have been waiting on to decide what to do next. It seems that now, this is just my assessment, it seems that now the patriots have come to realize that there is no rule of law, that the only option, I would suppose, in their minds is that they're going to have to fight, and I mean physically fight, to defend this country, because it is now lost. It's no longer a situation where we're waiting and looking at, oh, maybe the court will save us. Maybe someone will step in. Maybe rationality will win out. Maybe the evidence will win out. Well, as we saw with SCOTUS, they declined to hear the evidence. And this is key. They did not want to hear the evidence because the evidence of theft is overwhelming. We know this. We've all seen it in the independent media. We know that Sidney Powell has the so-called Kraken evidence. I've published it. I've talked about some of it recently. It's bombshell, overwhelming, irrefutable evidence that this election was rigged by foreign aggressors, China and Iran among them, with complicity by some actors in Canada, even, and some other countries as well. The CIA was involved in this. We know that as well. We know that the deep state was involved. We know that China unleashed the bioweapon, the coronavirus, in order to push the faked mail-in ballots. We know that the legislators in states like Pennsylvania never had a chance to even act upon these new extensions of mail-in ballots that were all rigged by the Democrats. So we know that if the Supreme Court had heard the evidence, it would have been compelling. And I believe the justices on the bench knew that as well. And that's why they decided to toss the case. They did not want to see the evidence, because if they had, they would have been compelled to act on it. So in my most recent article, published yesterday, in fact, on Natural News, I said there was a 50-50 chance of the Supreme Court deciding in favor of Texas. I didn't give it any higher number than that because, like Trump, I really don't have much faith in the courts, because they're very corrupt. And as I pointed out in that article, it only takes one justice to be corrupted by the deep state in order to flip this, against Texas. But as we saw, there were only really two justices on the side of the Constitution, Thomas and Alito. And that's it. Not even Barrett was on the side of the Constitution. Not even Kavanaugh. And certainly not Roberts, who we didn't expect anyway. I'm not sure that the Supreme Court understands what they just did. I doubt it, because I think they watch the mainstream media and they have no idea what they've unleashed. Sadly, the Supreme Court justices, in dismissing this case, they have just condemned probably millions of Americans to die in the streets. They have just unleashed bloodshed upon this nation, almost certainly, when they could have avoided it by ruling in favor of the Constitution. They have also committed suicide for themselves in a career sense, in a political sense, because as I pointed out in the article, if Joe Biden gets power, and they will steal the Senate seats in Georgia, they will stack the court, and they will make these nine justices basically irrelevant. Not only that, but leftists, they've already said that they are going to persecute and in some cases execute conservatives and Trump supporters. And they will attempt to hunt down and murder conservative justices. So these Supreme Court justices, by tossing this case, sadly, I believe they just signed their own death warrants at the hands of these radical, insane Marxists and communists and Bolshevik revolution activists on the left. My guess is these Supreme Court justices will soon be found dead at the hands of leftists. It's a very sad thing to realize that, and that they are very bright in areas of law, but not bright enough in terms of street smarts to understand that they just signed their own death warrants at the hands of these radical leftists. Very sad. However, not all is lost, and that's the other part of this emergency update here. A couple of things that are important to realize. Number one, Trump never trusted SCOTUS to make the right decision. This is why Trump has been putting his national security plan in place this entire time. All the personnel changes at the DOD, all the air flights, the movement of military personnel across America, the positioning of assets in various cities and forward operations bases, the cutting off of DOD support to the CIA that I just reported yesterday, the changing of the cyber warfare doctrine with the Pentagon, which happened in 2018. In fact, Trump's 2018 executive order that laid out this scenario, exactly what happened. The fact that the DOD conducted a raid in Frankfurt and acquired those servers. The fact that we have Colonel Waldron stating publicly in testimony that, yes, they have the packets, they have the traffic, they can prove the remote logins and alterations of the votes on the Dominion machines. All of these things and many more things like that, show that Trump has been preparing for a national security option, which you might call the Abraham Lincoln option or the Insurrection Act option, different names for it. The other important point to realize here is that the evidence that Sidney Powell has from the 305th Battalion was never accepted as part of any argument by the Supreme Court, which means they ignored the evidence. But that evidence is still solid, and it's evidence that Trump can present to America if or when Trump seizes the airwaves and announces that this was an act of cyber warfare by using the public emergency broadcast system. America is in a state of war. In fact, it was even before the election, but we are now in open warfare. The Constitution is now null and void by order of the Supreme Court. There is no rule of law. There is no functioning court system in America. There is no functioning justice whatsoever. They stole and rigged the election. They censor your voice if you believe in America and believe in the Constitution. They're gaslighting the country with fake news from the media. We are under siege. So number one, recognize that that's where we are. Have no more illusions about anything that, you know, don't think that the courts are going to save us. You know, I gave it a 50-50 assessment, but that coin toss, you know, is not surprising that it didn't come out. The remaining option, well, there are really two. The remaining option is Trump invoking the national security option, as I mentioned, and then there is what I've been calling the we the people option. And these two options are now actually competing on a very tight timeline. Personally, I don't know how long the Patriots are going to wait for Trump to decide to act. As I've said before, Trump should have invoked the Insurrection Act before the election. He should have invoked it right after the election. He should have invoked it yesterday. When will he invoke it? According to our sources, military personnel are being told not to expect domestic deployment in December, but rather possibility in January. I think January is too late. I think that Trump should invoke it immediately this weekend, that he should deploy the troops, he should arrest the traitors, he should seize the ballots, he should declare, as necessary, an insurrection. He should declare a national emergency over this. He should declare this was an act of cyber warfare, because this is now the best option for restoring our constitutional republic that we have now lost. We are now fighting for the existence of our nation. And I know there are states like Texas. Alan West put out a statement. He's the head of the Texas GOP, that perhaps Texas should secede and join with other states. As we saw with the Texas lawsuit, there are at least 18 or 19 other states that might join Texas in a secession. But I don't think that's the appropriate answer here. We won the election. Trump won it. The American patriots won it. It is our rightful place to have the White House and to, in fact, have Congress and the Senate as well. We must expose the fraud, and the only way that Trump can do that now is through the military option. But the question remains, will he pull the trigger on that? We know for sure, with certainty, that he is preparing to do so, but we can't read the mind of Trump and know whether he has the courage to pull the trigger. Perhaps this decision by SCOTUS, which was made rather quickly, by the way, surprisingly so, perhaps this decision is now going to cement the decision process of Trump and show that it is absolutely necessary for him to invoke the military option. Perhaps. In fact, there's a possibility, although I don't think this is the case, there is a possibility that Trump may have leaned on the court to dismiss the Texas case. And here's why. If the Supreme Court had ruled in favor of Texas, think about this, it would have handed almost certainly Trump the election victory from an electoral standpoint, but it would have done nothing to take out the deep state traitors. Yes, Trump would still be president in the White House on January 20th, but all of the corrupt judges and mayors and officials and deep state actors and traitors and the CEOs of the tech giants that are committing treason and all of the Chinese puppets would all still be in play, wouldn't they? Because if you're going to win the election based on the Supreme Court decision, there's no special effort to go out and arrest everybody. And Trump knows that he can't trust the DOJ because the DOJ has betrayed us as well, just like the Supreme Court. The FBI has betrayed us. In fact, the FBI has now issued a subpoena to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who filed the Texas lawsuit with the Supreme Court. Okay? So the FBI has been weaponized against the Patriots, against Texas. The DOJ, headed by Barr, deliberately held off on reporting what Barr knew about Hunter Biden and the criminal investigations into Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's assets and taxes and financial transactions, money laundering and kickbacks and so on. Barr withheld that information from America on purpose because Barr is also a swamp creature. Barr, just like the DOJ, just like the FBI, they're all treasonous actors. They're all in on it. And this is what I mean when I say the betrayal is now complete. And I even mentioned this over a week ago in one of my situation updates. I said, if the Supreme Court dismisses these cases, it will give us great clarity. Remember that? It will tell us that we know there is no longer any hope within the system, that the system can't clean itself. The system is broken beyond self-repair, and it must be cleaned up from the outside. And that is the military option. That's the option that's now on the table. And when we look at the question of can Trump do this, or really, will Trump pull the trigger on this? Here's the way I look at this. Number one, Trump is not a loser. Trump does not surrender. Trump always has a plan to win in every case, just like in 2016, just like in his real estate development activities, and in all of the other victories that he has had as president. Trump always has a plan to win, and he has a plan to win in this scenario as well, and he has been meticulously putting that plan into place by putting key personnel in place in the DOD and even in the intelligence community, such as Ratcliffe as head of the DNI, or Chris Miller as head of the DOD, and so on. Many, many people since much earlier this year, long before the election. Secondly, we know that Trump knows how evil and malicious the enemies of America really are. We know that if Trump loses control of the White House, that these left-wing enemies will destroy him, they will prosecute him and persecute him, they will destroy his family, his assets, his legacy, and they will throw him in prison, if not just outright try to kill him. Well, they've already tried to do that. But Trump knows that he is fighting for his life, literally his life and his family's life right now. So it's not like Trump can actually go away and then claim, oh, I'll come back in 2024 and win again. Even though he has kind of flippantly said that, he knows that that's not even a possibility. Because if the election can be rigged now, and with the Supreme Court basically granting permission to the states to rig elections, saying that no other states have any standing whatsoever, and with the local courts all rigged, there's no way to even present evidence of the fraud, is there? There is no mechanism by which any American can challenge the fraud, even if they have proof of the fraud.
Sorry, a minute, I cut my mic off. We go to the break and we'll be back with Mike Adams after the break. Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay. We're coming back in from the break, and we go back for this short period to Mike Adams, and we finish up at the bottom of the hour, okay?
All the mechanisms have been shut off because the corruption is so complete. So Trump knows that there's no way he could come back in 2024. That's not a possible outcome. He would be destroyed. So he's fighting for everything. He's fighting for America and his own life at the same time. We also know that Trump has taken an oath of office to defend the Constitution of the United States. And we know that Trump knows that Joe Biden has been corrupted by communist China. The Biden crime family is a national security threat. We know that Trump cannot turn over the White House to a communist puppet because that would violate his own oath of office. And this is why Trump has no intention of turning over the White House to Joe Biden. He is compelled to use all of the assets and resources at his disposal in order to defend the United States against foreign enemies as well as domestic enemies. And because the DOD and the White Hat cyber warriors and so on have all of this evidence of the acts of international warfare that were carried out in this election, Trump cannot and will not turn away from that. He knows that this was rigged by foreign actors, and I believe he's going to present this evidence to the public directly, where he bypasses the courts, just as Abraham Lincoln did in a different way during the Civil War. Abraham Lincoln ignored the courts, even the highest court. Of course, Lincoln at that time suspended habeas corpus, and I don't think that Trump will need to do that, but Trump has the DOD and the loyalty of Special Forces and the Marines and Space Force and so on. And the DNI and the Secretary of Defense and all these positions and all these people. And this election, importantly, took place in the context of cyber warfare, acts of war against the United States. And by the way, the positioning of the U.S. aircraft carriers and the carrier strike forces, strike groups, whatever they're called, that's not a coincidence. And the fact that there are Chinese troops being trained in Canada, that's not a coincidence. And that has not gone unnoticed by Trump. The fact that there are traitors in Washington, D.C. that need to be arrested by military police, that has also not gone unnoticed by Trump. In fact, I believe that Trump prefers the military answer to this question because Trump knows more than anyone the system is totally broken, completely corrupt. And today the Supreme Court just affirmed that decision. The Supreme Court just told us that we now have to fight for this country. In a way, the Supreme Court just gave us a blessing. They just admitted that they're corrupt too. That there is no judicial authority that is functioning in America as of tonight. It does not exist. If your election is stolen and the Democrats just print ballots, stuff ballots, and alter votes and rig machines and have fake algorithms and pull up vans full of ballots, you are not allowed to challenge that because the Democrats will say, well, we got away with it. We stole real good, didn't we? You can't stop it. There is no authority that will stop it. And that is true. There is no authority. You call the FBI will investigate you instead of the bad people. You call the DOJ will ignore you. You call the local police, they're all run by the same corrupt Democrats. You file a court case, it'll be dismissed by a corrupt judge. You appeal that to the state Supreme Court, it'll be dismissed by the corrupt state Supreme Court. So you file with the Supreme Court as a state. You have 19 states on board. The Supreme Court says you have no standing. Well, then who has the authority to handle this cheating? There is no authority. You understand? You are living in a lawless land. This is no longer the functioning United States of America, period. This is no longer a constitutional republic. The Supreme Court just abandoned that. They just threw it out the window. And so did the Democrats and all the corrupt judges and so on. Now, if Trump fails to act in a rather timely manner, and I would think that he's going to need to act within, I don't know, maybe 10 days or something, even, you know, I would say before Christmas for certain. If Trump doesn't act, here's where I think this is going. And I need to have a disclaimer before I say what I'm about to say, in the sense that I don't condone the descriptions of actions that I'm about to relate here. I'm not calling for any of these things to happen. I'm analyzing these things, observing things, and I will not participate in such activities as I'm about to describe, but I'm telling you what I think will happen. I think that there will be an uprising of patriots in this country who will realize much of what I've told you here. They will realize that their constitutional republic has fallen and that they must now, in their minds, they must defeat the enemies by any means necessary, or they will lose everything, and that if Joe Biden becomes president, Biden will weaponize the entire government against conservatives and patriots and Christians. Biden will take away everybody's guns, which is, that will set off a civil war by itself.
Okay. Very good. We'll end it there, and we'll go to the break, okay?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in for the break, and we'll leave Mike Adams' report there. It goes on for a hell of a long time, but it's very good. He's right on the money, and he said it's the Insurrection Act or America's gone. I that's the way I see it, absolutely. There's no more fapping about to be done, and every possible means to do this peacefully through the legal courts has now failed. There's one more thing, I don't know the timing on it. It's Sidney Powell's response. The response to that is the touch paper. I think that is the touch paper. If they drag it out, that means they're going to, there's a skullduggery going on. But surely that can be answered within this week, because they've been watching us come their way and see, oh, well documented in 100 places. kind of saying Trump's no quitter. I hope so. He's a shocking bad judge of people. I mean, imagine having he's already sacked 8 people, and this one he put in charge of the CIA. Maybe it was to entrap her, I don't know, Gina Haspel. And Barr, what a disgusting creature Barr is. Like Hillary Clinton must be dancing a jig. All her best friends are in the Department of Justice, absolutely. 4,000 lawyers there, about 3,000 of them working for her. In fact, her best interest. But it is truly shocking, truly, truly, truly. And with that, this COVID thing crippling America's freedom. And for the first time ever, as they're saying here, it's Tyler Durden is saying, for the first time ever, millions of working poor Americans forced to turn to food banks. And watching those lines and lines of cars go to food banks in America is shocking. It's not as bad as that here in the UK, in a way. It's a very quiet, behind-the-scenes situation. But it has increased due to the COVID thing, forced people into poverty. For the first time, millions of Americans waited in food bank lines this year, unlike anything seen since the Great Depression of the 1930s. According to AP, well, they're scum, but it's a bleeding obvious they have to report here, so it should be easy. Associated Press, as the pandemic rages on with more than 20 million still claiming unemployment benefits, food banks are dishing out more meals than ever. In one place millions of Americans found themselves this year, as readers may recall, really starting in mid-March, has been the food bank lines. We highlighted this phenomenon sweeping across the country as the pandemic wrecked the working poor. They grappled with food insecurity. Among some of those memorable sights this year, reminiscent of the Depression, were mile-long food bank lines, huge traffic jams, captured by civilian drones, documenting the large lines. San Antonio, Texas, to Toledo, Ohio, to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and to Orlando, Florida, where thousands of vehicles carrying hungry people waited for care packages. And Feeding America, a nationwide network of more than 200 food banks, 200, that wouldn't go very far, was overwhelmed with demands as 20% of the organization's food banks were at severe risk of running out of food earlier this year. Demand for at food banks has been so high that Feeding America handed out, that's being a name of one group, 4.2 billion meals for March through to October. Wow. And the organization reported 60% average increase in food bank uses during the pandemic, and at least 30% are first-timers. Data from Feeding America showed 181 food banks in the network distributed nearly 57% more food in the third quarter of the year. And profit outside the rigged system, protect yourself from tyranny and economic collapse. They're going through a self-help thing there. Estimates from the food bank suggest that 1 in 6 Americans from 35 million from up from 35 million in 2019 to 50 million this year will have food insecurity, et cetera, et cetera. Wow, shocking, shocking, shocking. I should give out the phone number if you want to add something to this. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And a similar article, that was a general article by Tyler Durden. This one by Michael Schneider, who's very, very good, is saying, bracing for a very painful year, 38% of Americans say that they will spend 2021 in survival mode. And if nearly 40% of the entire nation anticipates spending the next 12 months in survival mode, that is not a good sign for what is coming. The coming year will bring. Traditionally, Americans have looked forward to the turn of the year with tremendous optimism. But this time around, things are very, very different. 2020 brought us the COVID pandemic, tremendous violence and civil unrest in our major cities, and the greatest economic downturn since the Great Depression of the 1930s. Sadly, a large chunk of the country is anticipating more difficulties in the coming months because of one recent survey found that 38% of all Americans plan to spend 2020 in survival mode. Of the 3,011 surveyed adults, over 38% said they will spend the year in survival mode, meaning they'll focus on day-to-day living. The biggest reason why so many anticipated being in survival mode is because of financial problems that they experienced in the year. According to the same survey, a whopping 68% of Americans say that they experienced some sort of financial setback. That's putting it mildly. Although some respondents maintained their usual income over the past year, 68% had setbacks. Of those, 23% lost financial aid to family or friends and had a health emergency in their family. As I keep reminding my readers, Americans have filled more than 70 million new claims, filed 70 million new claims for unemployment benefits this year. But even more, many, even more, Many of those that have been able to keep their jobs have fallen on hard times. Another new survey found that approximately one-third of all full-time workers in the U.S. had experienced a pay cut. Roughly one in three full-time workers have experienced a pay cut due to the coronavirus pandemic this year, according to a recent Magnify Money survey of 984 professionals surveyed. If you were employed throughout all of 2020 and you're still able to pay all of your bills on time, you should be very thankful for your blessings because you are now in the minority. excuse me. For most Americans, the past 12 months have been exceedingly painful, and this new round of lockdowns promises to extend the economic suffering long into 2021. Some industries that were absolutely devastated by the first round of lockdowns are officially in panic mode at this point. For example, we have already permanently lost approximately 17% of all restaurants in the entire country, I think at least that, and the National Restaurant Association is warning that 10,000 more could permanently be shut down. Just one second. Oh, my cough button. The National Restaurant Association is publicly pleading with Congress to pass new stimulus help for the industry that has damaged the pandemic. Well, they're doing that in Britain here from day one of the lockdown. The group said Monday that 10,000 restaurants could close. Okay. But that's pretty gruesome, that's for sure. 80% of full-service restaurants, independent chain and franchise, report an average 36% drop in sales revenue. For an industry with an average profit margin of 5 to 6%, this is simply unsustainable. 83% of full-service restaurants. Although sales are significantly lower for the most independent franchise owners, their costs have not fallen by a proportional level. Of course not. But that means people have been laid off. Guaranteed poverty and COVID and the collapse of what we're describing, the civil courts, etc., etc. It's absolutely shocking. America was never so vulnerable. Never, never, never. But somebody was saying to me during the week, I hope one of the first things they do is arresting these governors and that Newsom creature in California and all his apparatchiks, with the appalling carry-on they've inflicted on California during this COVID. And I've heard it earlier on, months ago, from Deborah Tavares, but she was plotting out what would happen, and she's spot on in that. And another article by Daisy Luther says, an ominous sign, Americans have begun stealing food to survive. Wow. She said, if you've been waiting for a sign that things are really bad economically in the United States, here it is. Americans who would never have contemplated shoplifting before are stealing food to survive. One of the things that we often say in preparedness circles as we watch chaotic Black Friday scenes or fiery riots unfold, you think it's bad now, just wait until people get hungry. Well, guess what? People are hungry. Food insecurity and food and hunger. I wrote the other day about the response to the pandemic has destroyed the personal finances of American families. An area that deserves more attention is food security. Food insecurity is defined in the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Although mentioned agriculture, imagine mentioning agriculture. The USDA, at least they have the name in the title, the USDA, has a lack of consistent access to enough food for an active, healthy, and household level. Sure. Hunger, on the other hand, is... food insecurity versus hunger, very little difference. Hunger, on the other hand, is a personal psychological condition that results from food insecurity. The bleeding obvious there. The word hunger, the panel stated, is the final report should refer to a potential consequence of all this pandemic, pedantic definitions. More than 50 million people are suffering from food insecurity in the United States right now, a number that has leaped dramatically due to the response, but more than that based on the figures already quoted. Meanwhile, an estimated 54 million Americans will struggle with hunger this year, etc. It's repeating itself. But job losses, increases food prices, etc., etc., etc. But wow, one thing that's put out sensibly, I've been saying to people even before this COVID thing hits to destroy what was already a damaged economy everywhere, and the high streets collapsing, repairing things get hold of a sewing machine and simple equipment to repair things. That is coming back very, very strong. Will come back extremely strong. I've been saying that all along, but now I can see it absolutely. And even if you try and get a switch put in a drill, I have to travel about 50, 60, 80 miles to get that done. I could do it myself, but things like that, that was hard to get 10 years ago and up to now. But repairing good quality garments and making things, but the general thing, repairing, that's an opportunity for work. And money, basically money, and a lot of money in terms of so many people need things done that are too expensive to get done in franchise things. It's simply think cutting keys. We have a bunch here in Britain, Timson, outrageous price for cutting keys, £8.50. The blanks cost about 25p. If you've got £2 or £3 for cutting a key, you'll be well away. But all those franchises, well, even glasses that are lens specific, the spec savers, what they charge for glasses is outrageous. And another one, nobody's dealing with it on the internet. The multiplicity of bulbs, light bulbs in a house is unbelievable now. And going in and looking at the rows of very badly stocked section of supermarkets and bulbs, and on the internet, there's nobody handling that. Just throw that out there. Nobody handling that. But the old-fashioned repairing things, that's worth talking about. An industrial sewing machine for tarpaulins and things like that could be the difference between life and death. But people club together and get one and train themselves how to do it. It's quite easy. A day's training would get you working a sewing machine without losing a finger, hopefully. But here's one for you. Most New York firefighters will not be getting the vaccination for COVID-19. Is that their own union decision or what? We'll just see here. First responders are among those stated to be the first in line for the newly unveiled Wuhan coronavirus vaccine. Most of the firefighters in New York City, anyway, are saying they plan to opt out of the scheme. A survey of 2,053 firefighters found that a whopping 55% of them responded no when asked the question, will you get the COVID vaccine? No. But of course, you're going to be blackmailed at the supermarket door for your vaccine passport. That is the next row we have to fight, next attack we have to fend off. The Uniformed Firefighters Association conducted a survey in advance of the impending distribution of Chinese virus vaccine in the Big Apple, which are expected to arrive. What a hellhole New York is with that Cuomo and de Blasio. Oh, God help us. What a hellhole to live in. Mayor Bill de Blasio is excited to start jabbing New Yorkers once loads of flu jabs start arriving in a few short weeks. These lefties love hardship and desperation and food shortages. They're just demonic creatures now. The extreme left, I never thought I'd see that in America, but there you are. Most related news about the communist Chinese virus can be found on Pandemic News. And Facebook consorting censoring contact that questions the safety of vaccines, plus anybody who talks about election fraud, you're out. Yeah, right? So that's what's going on. So we're applying our policy, this is Facebook policy, to remove misinformation about the virus. Well, Facebook is basically, and Zuckerberg, he's one gargantuan giant piece of misinformation about the virus that could lead to imminent physical harm. A tech giant spokesman revealed this could include false claims about the safety, efficacy, ingredients of the vaccine. False claims. All the claims are destructive and lies, all of them by the government. Considering it's now established by genuine scientists across the world that a successful vaccine, to be successful, it was made with proper content, takes from 4 to 9 years to perfect. Right? This one they're trying to knock out in 9 weeks, about 3 or 4 months. And the side effects at the moment, again, UK column found a government tender for software for tracking and people who had severe reactions to the oncoming vaccination, right? The government explanation giving the efficacy of this Pfizer vaccine that's been approved in the UK. Very good. Mike Robinson, outstanding guy. Brian Gerrish on UK Column. They discovered it was written by Pfizer. The government even not can't assess their own drugs. Well, they told them a long time ago, you test the drugs and we'll look at it. So there isn't any really decent high-scale government laboratories like Mike Adams has to do the job here. And they have immunity from prosecution, and it's a rushed-out vaccine, and the figures are reversed. 95% effective? No, it's 0.8%. They analyze properly the figures of the UK column. Henningsen and Robinson and their colleagues, and they came up with those figures there last week, and they're quite happy to publish them. Okay, we go to this break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Coming back in from the break in the last few minutes of the second hour. And I should give out the phone number. It's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 if there's something to add this or report on something. regarding the horror stories going on in America today. But they only got this new Pfizer vaccine delivered to the UK mid of the week. And some people initially have had very bad reactions, right, including some nurses. And the depopulation vaccine, as Mike Adams is calling it here, and also people turned out being positive who had absolutely no sexual disease whatsoever, positive for HIV, having had this Pfizer vaccine, right? And I'll read the report now. Trial subjects injected with coronavirus vaccines suddenly test positive for HIV, right? The coronavirus is a global depopulation bioweapon. People injected with COVID-19 vaccines are suddenly testing positive for HIV. Wow. Just mark up something on this, of these reports that are really worthwhile keeping. And they're getting involved in the beam of a 5G transmission. They've had it. The Australian government has scrapped a billion-dollar coronavirus vaccine agreement with Australian biotech company CSL Limited to supply 51 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine being developed by the University of Queensland after several trial participants returned false positive HIV tests. Well, that happened in Britain as well. What's interesting is that the story is clarifying claim that the HIV tests are false positives. But if HIV actually is detected, then how is it false? Notice that when someone is found to be carrying the coronavirus, it never is called a false positive. It's simply called a positive result or a new case of infection. By that logic, the vaccine recipients should also be labeled cases of HIV. And it begs the question, what's being put into the vaccines that resembles HIV closely enough to trigger a positive test result? HIV protein fragments intentionally added to the coronavirus vaccines. The Mr. Petrovsky told the Australian, that's a newspaper, the problem with the use of HIV was clear in the hamster and mouse data, but his advice was ignored. He said the early data suggested the vaccine itself was quite unstable. COVID spike proteins, like most surface viral proteins, are fairly unstable. To ensure that the vaccine induced the right immune response, the clamp chosen, clamp chosen comprises two fragments of protein from HIV, and those fragments provided the greatest stability of the vaccine. What kind of crap are they putting in these vaccines? Okay, we go to the top of the hour break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
For 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.